And joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is former Rangers president, former Rangers Hall of Fame pitcher, and currently an executive advisor to the owner of the Houston Astros. We say good morning to the great Nolan Ryan. Nolan, how are you?
I'm doing all right. I just wanted to say that I appreciate y'all approving of my request to put me on in front of John Daniels.
Yeah, it worked out okay, I guess.
Y'all eating breakfast yet?
Snacking.
Yeah, I'm just sitting here eating a mess of antelope. I had leftover from last night, and I'm drinking a warm cup of possum urine that's mixed with mesquite tree root. You ever had that?
No.
It sounds like you're still hunting all of your own food.
Well, it doesn't sound like it would be good, but it is. Now, Ruth won't drink it. And she has some rule that she won't drink or eat anything that comes out of a possum.
It's probably a good rule.
That's her loss. She doesn't know what she's missing there. You know who Ruth is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's my breedable female.
Your wife.
Your wife.
Right, sir. Right.
Yeah.
But I just love opening day. Mm-hmm. It's great to get out there and finally kill a deer legally.
Well, not the opening of deer season. We're talking about the opening of Major League Baseball season.
Oh, okay. I misunderstood why y'all were having me on. I thought you were having me on to get people worked up about deer season opening. And I was like, that's a little ways away, but I'll come on and talk about it.
No, well, maybe we'll do that next fall. But we're talking, yeah, today, Astros and Rangers.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, I really hope that we beat the Rangers' ass, you know, because despite being so associated with the Rangers over the years, being a pitcher for them and then working in the organization,
right.
the conflicts that I've had with some people in the front office, I don't have to mention too much about that because he'll probably talk about it here in the next segment or so. But also what happened about when the Rangers wouldn't switch schedules with us.
Yeah.
When we was trying to honor the Harveys.
Yeah. Well, you couldn't play at your park because of the hurricane.
Right, because of the Harveys. And you know, I mean, we were battling a hurricane, and the Rangers wouldn't even switch schedules with us.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, the Rangers get a couple spring showers, and they don't know what to do with themselves. We're battling hurricanes.
Yeah, you got
the Rangers are weak.
You had a tough one last year, but you overcame it all and won the World Series.
Well, it's just a toughness issue, and I'm a tough guy. I don't. Yep. These pitchers today are so soft. You know, when I was performing, my pitch count was 2,000 pitches.
2,000 was your pitch count?
Yeah. And there was one year, my first team, right before I went into the majors, mm-hmm. or my last team before I went into the majors, we had a starting rotation of two. And it was me with my right hand and then me with my left hand.
I'd never heard that before.
That's tough.
Yeah. And I got to apologize. I got a little bit of a cold because last night, guess who came in and destroyed my shelter?
Oh, no.
Who?
The snow monkeys.
Oh, gosh.
They're back.
Yeah, they've been out of control in their war of vengeance against me. And this is all because I stole a Hershey's Kiss from one of them about 15 years ago and that.
Yeah, well, you told us that story before.
Yeah, I told part of the story with a radio station in Dallas at some event they had me out to. I forget the name of the station, but
that was us.
But since that, they've killed all my chickens. They've stolen my John Deere tractor and taken it joyriding for weeks at a time. The thing comes back. It's got 2,000 more hours on it, all out of tune. And And then they took it last week and used a bat wing mower to take down my entire sorghum crop.
Oh, my gosh.
About 100 acres worth.
And, oh, man.
And then they've, I mean, they've done all sorts of things. They've opened up bank accounts in my name, purchased boats and jet skis, and they've run four-wheelers all over my land, just tearing it up, creating wallers everywhere.
Awful.
They know how to hold a grudge.
Yeah, I guess so.
But I understand grudges. You can ask that guy that's coming on after me about it.
Okay. I don't think we're going to get into that.
Good morning.
All right, we'll see you. Here goes Nolan Ryan, fired up for opening day.